Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets opening up their home portion of the 2019-20 campaign, taking on Augsburg here tonight in non-conference action. And I'll have the pleasure of being joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. And coach, first time we got a chance to talk to you. It's a little bit earlier than in previous years. You guys have got one game under your belt. Usually by the time I start talking with you, you've got two, three, maybe even four games under your belt. But so this is a little bit of a treat for me. But it's, like I said, just one game into the season. It's a young team that you have, a lot of transition going on in terms of personnel this year. Just the one game against Stout, go up on the board, a game that you guys rallied back, gave yourselves a real good chance to win, came up a little bit short. But just give us a sense on where you think the team is at here heading in this game night against Augsburg.
Yeah, like you said, one game under, you're trying to base it off of that. You know, we went against UMD and Bemidji early in the season, and, you know, those are good. I don't know if they're good tests for us, but it's good practice for us to work on what we want, and it made it easier going into that Stout game. I thought the flow was a lot better. You know, you kind of get nervous when you get your butt handed to you, you know, against those two schools, but you do have to remember they're Division II, and so if you can play with them and handle their pressure, you should be okay, you know, when you're back into your non-conference games. You nailed it. We dug ourselves a 15-point hole, and it's not okay to do that, but we did battle back and took a 4-point lead, and you know, those who watched saw it was a 1-point game with 26 seconds left, and we just kind of had a mental mistake there and turned the ball over there in the last, you know, 26 seconds. But no, I'm proud of the girls, the way they battled, and we're still trying to figure out our identity a little bit. Like you said, we returned Ellie and Eva and Carpenter, but those other two spots, I mean, right now we have two freshmen that are playing big minutes and trying to fill them in, even with, you know, with Scott in there as the pulse. She came in last year halfway through the year, so it's a fairly younger team, but we still have a lot of veterans in those three starters.
You know, it's interesting also to watch. I know you talk about the season being a progression, and it really is for every team. No matter where you start and where you end up, it's always a progression from A to B to C to D and so on. But it must have been encouraging for your team and for you as a coach to see them get down by 10 at halftime and then come out and outscore Stout by 9 on their home court, give yourselves a real good chance, only being down by 1 going into the fourth quarter. Of course, things didn't work out the way you wanted them to. You got the lead late, and then, you know, Stout came back on you. But it must have been encouraging to see that progression even within one game.
It is, and, you know, every school does it, every team does it. And we wrote our goals beforehand, and we talked about we had to hold them to 34% shooting. They had 36.5, and we said that's the difference. That 2%, that's a 4-point, you know, win maybe then for you. So it is a progression. We talk about it this year, kind of the theme of Rome isn't built in a day, but every day they worked on it. And that's what we talk about all the time in the locker room, get better every single day. Yes, we want those results. I mean, we're a winning program. It will come, but we have to clean up our fundamentals. We can't play three quarters of really good basketball and one quarter bad. We have to come out strong, and we have to start, you know, strong from the first quarter and finish all the way through.
It did look like Kaylee Castrova, the junior from Rhinelander, had a nice game for you. I know that she's been mostly a bench player. You know, you talked about those other two starting spots that are vacated right now with Hannah Norland and Taylor King using up their eligibility, and the fact that you've been moving players in and out of those spots, because the other three, you know, starters that are coming back were pretty much solidified at where they were going to be starting this year. But it looked like Kaylee had a really nice game against UW Stout, stepping into that one of those starters roles. I mean, she was 4-for-6 from the field, had a couple of threes, and, you know, that was a real good sign of maturity on her part.
You know, as a coach, I'll say it how it is. We didn't know who was going to be that starter going into the last 2-3 practices. And we had the talk, and we said, girls, players 4 through 17 right now, they're all the same. You're all giving us a little bit. You're not hurting us. You're adding a little bit. And we said, somebody needs to separate themselves and become that fifth starter. And I think Kaylee she busted, you know, butt, tail, whatever you want to say. She worked hard, and she earned that starting spot. And I'm glad she had, you know, 4-for-6. And she was part of that back-to-back threes, a steal in there that kind of turned the momentum shift from us. We were down 11, and also now we're down 5 because she hit back-to-back threes. So she's worked hard at it, and I think it goes to show for any girl, if you truly, truly want it, you are going to earn it. You get those minutes, but you got to do something to separate yourself, and she did that.
And now turning this game against Augsburg, it's the only team that beat you that was not a UMAC conference opponent last year. Your one true non-conference loss last year was to Augsburg down there in a game that was really close up until the fourth quarter. They started to press, and you guys got behind as the game, further behind as that fourth quarter kind of rolled on. But they're a team that is also looking for postseason aspirations. They had 22 wins last year, just barely missed the NCAA tournament, but they returned 4 out of 5 stars from that team. Not necessarily the tallest or most physical team in the world, but real skilled in the backcourt. Other than that, what else do you know about the Aggies here heading in this game tonight?
what you just said, I mean, those four seniors that they have on their team, they all played 20-plus minutes as freshmen. I mean, this is that group that every team wants, and, yeah, they, in my opinion, should have been in the NCAA tournament last year. To have what they did, be in the top 25 ranking, you know, and beat a lot of good schools. I think their only 2-3 losses that they had were to St. Thomas, and I don't know, somebody else in there, you know, a team that made right. the tournament. You know, and it was a battle with us last year. I think we played 36 out of 40 really good minutes. They pressed us for 2-3, and the game went from a 3-point game to a 10-point game in the, you know, blink of an eye. I couldn't even call a timeout fast enough to get us off. They're going to be good. They're very aggressive. I think they can just turn it on when they want to, and that's what we kept talking about in our scouting report all week long and getting ready for the game is, girls, you can't get relaxed because that's what they want you to do. They're going to turn it on. They're going to be pressing, and they're going to fly around. So we just have to keep our composure and stay calm. And we were looking back the last 4 years. It's always been a 2-point win, a 2-point loss in overtime, a 6-point win in overtime, and so we know it's going to be a battle, and we just have to come out and just keep our composure and play, you know, Yellow Jacket basketball. Don't worry about Augsburg tonight. We just have to play our game.
And something before we sign off on this interview here, a little bit of a, not necessarily a homecoming, but a familiarity thing for Patchel Scott as well, since she transferred in from Augsburg, knows a lot of those players, and she speaks pretty fondly of them, so that'll be interesting tonight as well.
It is, and it's always fun when you have those players that go back and they're, you know, really good friends, and she's giving us a little, you know, insight on, oh, they like to do this or they try to do that, and everybody does it. But for her, you know, we pumped her up yesterday at practice. For every shot, she was on fire yesterday, and we're like, hey, P, who do we play tomorrow? We play in Augsburg? Oh, I didn't know we're playing Augsburg tomorrow, P. So you got to have fun with that. But I think, you know, she's ready to play, and I think, I don't want to say you have something to prove, but I think she wants to go out there and you know, impress her friends and her other old teammates that she had. So, no, I'm excited to watch her play, and I hope that she carries out. I told her yesterday she's going to probably make 20 in a row shots, and I hope that works out.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time and good luck today against the Aggies.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this non-conference contest between the Yellow Jackets and the Aggies right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Basketball on 91.3 FM KWS Superior.